Bianca Buertas, Corporate Treasury Manager at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Good morning. Dismal economic growth from a local economy yesterday. What did that do to the rand?
Good morning, Howard. I'm definitely still reeling from the poor economic performance we've seen in the past quarter. And the rand was not too impressed either. We saw the rand decline by almost 1% immediately. But funny enough, you know, one would have expected it to really come under a lot more pressure given the dire economic backdrop that we are facing. And it seemed to have held its ground, not really depreciating from those initial declines.
What's interesting about that is that meant that nobody really anticipated it. It wasn't discounted. It wasn't already factored into the rand. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I mean, we all got it completely wrong. We expected at least, you know, 0.7%.
That's what you said yesterday morning, yeah.
And there was absolutely no economic growth. So definitely a market shock. I think the markets are quite disappointed in the figures that we saw coming out. But I think, you know, with all the poor economic data coming out during the course of the first quarter, one anticipated that it was potentially going to undershoot those targets, especially with the Reserve Bank also adjusting their forecast lower.
Yeah, did that have a big impact?
The fact that the Reserve Bank adjusted their forecast lower didn't really have a significant impact. Mm. I think it really struck home yesterday, you know, seeing those figures, seeing that massive underperformance, and then also seeing that immediate response in the currency market.
What about the issue around the Reserve Bank's mandate, the NEC's desire to extend their mandate? How does that impact?
Interestingly enough, we're seeing the ANC economics play out once again this morning. Overnight, some of the top leadership actually contradicted what Ace Magashule said yesterday, saying that they're not looking at adjusting the mandate. Mm. However, when we start looking at implementing monetary policy to stimulate economic growth, we can't purely rely on that. I mean, it will always need to be a fine balance between fiscal policy as well as monetary policy. Mm-hmm. But using quantitative easing, in other words, dumping cheap money in the economy, will certainly not benefit the currency.
Right. And internationally, are there any announcements, anything happening over the course of today that could impact on our currency?
There's a little bit of data coming out from the rest of the world. Locally, we've got PMI and business confidence due for today. Obviously, we can expect those numbers to be subdued. And then Europe is set to release PPI and retail figures. What we are looking for is some positive news coming from the rest of the world. If we can get a clear answer from the Fed as to how soon they will be looking to reduce interest rates from their side to stimulate economic growth in the US, that will assist the currency locally. But the local and international market remains extremely hostile towards the local currency, and the bias is for weakness at the moment. This morning, the rand is trading at 14.63 against the dollar, 16.40 against the euro, and 18.59 against the pound. And you will notice that is quite a bit weaker than where we opened up yesterday.
Anticipated range for today?
Anticipated range, we can look at 14.55 to 14.70. However, I would like to caution that with the extreme volatility that we are seeing, the rand is not really paying too much attention to the technical support and resistance levels. And the deviations from those ranges has been witnessed throughout the week.
All right. And certainly it'll be an interesting day, but we'll chat to you again tomorrow. That's Bianca Buertas, Corporate Treasury Manager at Peregrine Treasury Solutions.